Welcome to a burning fire. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9, your speaker is Jim Boyd. Now and again you hear the complaint from people that churches are spending their time answering questions that nobody's asking, things that are irrelevant altogether and of no concern to them, in papers, magazines, religious and secular, on television and radio. We hear the plea, give us something practical. Well, people want something that will solve their problems of the here and now today. Well, there's no question that mankind has many problems. Many face unemployment, inadequate housing, the threat of actual war, prejudice, drugs, social injustices, racial discrimination, on and on it goes. The magnitude of these problems has overwhelmed many people, and they proclaim now what they call a social gospel, as if the mission of Jesus Christ to this earth was to simply provide a remedy for the mundane and materialistic matters of this life. The burdens of life have provoked many to turn away from the spiritual message of salvation from sin and forgiveness and redemption and having the right relationship with God and the church. No concern about heaven or hell and the next life. Well, these things they say, some do, that that's all impractical. Well, we would have to agree that the messages coming from many pulpits do not relate to the real needs of mankind today. There's no doubt about that, but not in the way that many critics have thought. Most people do not seem to be aware of the real need of mankind and the cause of so many of his problems, and they are totally ignorant of the solution of his real need, as well as those temporal and earthly needs that some have said, we should be concerned. Some have embarked upon a crusade of what they call social reform and material relief. Some preach a health and wealth gospel, as if Christ died on the cross to make everybody healthy and everybody wealthy. You would be led to believe that Jesus went to the cross for environmental improvement and climate change. Well, those who so think have become doctors of symptoms rather than dealing with the real cause and the cure of the real needs that man has. Now, true Christians are going to be concerned with the general state of things on this earth, to be sure. It is practical and relevant to be concerned about the ills that beset the human family. But is it not more practical to be concerned with those problems, with the causes of them, and the real issues and the cures of them? And these issues are not jobs and houses and money and clean air and such as that. Friend, nothing is more practical than an understanding of when and how and where the solution to the ills of mankind really are. The problems of mankind, their cause and their cure, they are primarily spiritual in nature, not physical. These problems often manifest themselves in physical distress, but they are issues of the heart. So much that wreaks havoc in our world stems from the spiritual degeneration of people and comes from the decay of moral principles that Christ has taught. Now, we may patch and we may bandage the physical forever, but no solution will be found apart from spiritual regeneration. And for a long time now, many people, even some religionists, have scoffed at the idea of doctrine. They have decreed that doctrine really doesn't matter. They would have us all believe that what you believe is not important. I find that rather strange. They're very concerned, however, that you believe what they believe is not important and to believe what they believe is important. That's a philosophy that contradicts itself. And any philosophy that contradicts itself, it's not worthy of being accepted. Rather than doctrine, they urge that, preach something practical. Well, after all, according to these social gospel advocates, one doctrine is just as good as another. But they are very insistent that you accept their doctrine, that one doctrine is just as good as another. Well, standing upon the Word of God as our authority, we contend and insist that Christianity is practical, the most practical doctrine that men have ever heard. Christianity deals with every phase of life, including the problems that man has from day to day. But it is doctrinal in nature, governing man's existence from the cradle to the grave and into the world beyond this one. Now, to be practical, what does that mean? Well, it means to use something that is usable, something that's capable of being profitable to us. Now, inasmuch as sin is at the root of man's problems, and people need to understand that, what could be more practical than dealing with sin? Sin, of course, is a violation of God's law, 1 John 3 and verse 4. Sin is always buried beneath, has always been found to be the cause of man's havoc, his confusion, his frustration. It causes his hopelessness, his fear, his distress, and his ruin. Now, some prefer to dismiss this fundamental truth about the existence of man, but they can neither prove it incorrect, nor do they have an alternative explanation of validity. They just simply do not like doctrine that says man is accountable to God. They don't want anybody to have any authority over them to tell them what is right and wrong, because they want to do their own thing. They want to do whatever they wish, without the consequences of their actions and their thoughts and their deeds. Everything is acceptable, yet so much of what people do brings them shame, brings them disgrace, and problems on top of problems. And so we must ask, what is more practical than the forgiveness of sins? What is more practical than providing hope for the hopeless? What is more practical than giving meaning to life? What is more practical than providing for that which is lost so that it can be found? What can one suggest that would benefit man more than the solution to the threats against his home, against the young, against the old? Since spiritual contamination and spiritual death is the worst enemy man has, what is more practical than victory over such as that? Is there anything more useful than the escape from hell and entrance into heaven? What is nobler than fulfilling man's duties? What can be more beneficial than avoiding the pitfalls and preventing problems that man has? Without submission to the will of the authority of the Almighty, people will never be better. And to be better is important to most reasonable people. But all these blessings, friend, are the result of conformity to doctrine, God's laws. By conformity to these laws, the heart of a person is converted, it's changed, and this results in a better way of his living. Man cannot live by material bread of this life, not by that alone. He must have the spiritual food that comes from God. Hasn't history shown that man is not capable of directing his own steps? Man's worst disease is sin, and the blood of Christ is the only cure. We cannot meet and we cannot overcome the problems of this life, let alone the next, without having a right relationship with God. That's what people need to understand. And that relationship is attained by doctrinal conformity to the way of Christ. Nothing is more practical than that which accomplishes that relationship with God. Now, people do not improve until their mind is improved. Our lot in life will not improve until we improve our life. The matters of the here and now, with which some are so totally concerned, will become better when people provide for the hereafter. Until they consider the hereafter, nothing in this life really has any meaning at all. It has no significance. Until there's a recognition of God and His way, our existence is nothing, and it ends only in the grave, and it is for no purpose. If someone really wants to do something about the havoc of the world, if he's truly serious about making things better on earth, let him devote himself to encouraging those around him to conform to the ways of God. The righteous of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. Proverbs 11 and verse 6. Now, when people cry out today, give us something practical and give us something relevant to our own times, our own needs, our own problems. Friend, there's nothing better that a person can offer than the words of Jesus Christ when he said, ye must be born again. Yes, to have a better world, we must have a better people, but that begins in the heart. This is what the doctrine of Christ provides. The conversion that mankind needs is produced by the Word of God. Now, the most practical message that men can hear is the gospel of Christ, its facts, its commands, its promises. Nothing is more beneficial than to learn how to apply the blood of Christ to the sin-stained heart. The beginning of a better world is a saved person that respects God. One that respects God will repeatedly try to be more moral. He'll treat his neighbor right. He'll do his duties. And while the humanist and the atheist and the materialist and these social gospelites are running around denouncing the Lord's prescription, his remedy, they offer nothing better than a Band-Aid on a cancer. They scoff at the only solution and the practical answer that does exist. Following Christ, respecting his authority and his doctrine in one's life, that only produces that which is good. People will have respect and learn to work. They'll be willing, no longer be willing to be parasites upon their neighbors. Those in need will find provision from others who follow Christ, because, you see, caring for those who can't care for themselves is a part of Christianity. Taking drugs that destroy the body and the mind will be eliminated when all people conform to the doctrine of Christ. Prejudice will melt when people will practice the Lord's golden rule. War will not exist if more and more will insist upon loving their neighbors rather than killing them. Ignorance and poverty and hypocrisy, they find their cures by a pure heart. Love without dissimulation and pretense, seeking the other's highest good. Hate can only be driven out with love. Now, down through the ages, men have followed first one theme, then another. All the various philosophies of men have crashed against the rocks of failure because they are human and therefore limited and fallible. But the will of God for man has in the past and does even now, when learned, applied, produces that which man needs most, a spiritual regeneration and an abundant life while he is living here, preparing for the life that is to come. What could possibly be more practical than the doctrine that produces this for humankind? And according to the doctrine of Christ, we must obey the gospel in faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. Adhering to the doctrine of Christ will cause one to live righteously with those round about him. It will prevent apostasy and a falling away. It will avoid substitutions and counterfeits that men sometimes put forward. Every spiritual blessing, friend, is in Christ. What mankind needs more than anything else, what is the most practical message that anybody could hear, and that which he should believe, follow, and practice, is the doctrine of Christ, how to become a Christian, how to be in the saved relationship with God, how to become a child of God, and how to live as a child of God. Can't you see, friend, in what I would persuade you today, when the heart is right, the person will be right, and when the person is right, the world will be right, and his problems will be solved. What could be more practical than the wonderful saving gospel of the Son of God? Well, thank you for listening today. We hope that you'll think seriously about some of these things. And remember, this is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.